Well, it's time for the second half of our talk with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report. I don't know what to think, although I will say it's better than last year where nobody could get even get close to their deer
camp. At least you can get out to hunt right now, that's for sure. That's the big thing. At least you can get out to hunt right now. Where last year, some people didn't even get to their camps. They had their guns and their food and their equipment up to their camp and had their camp snowed in for a week.
Well, I guess, you know, anything else we can throw in there to just tell people what to expect, anything they should think about that they haven't up until this point, knives, anything like that.
Whatever they didn't remember. You know, go through your list ahead of time. I guess I'm the epitome of the carpenter's door hangs on one hinge. So everybody knows what that means, and you did it too.
Yeah.
You set up everybody else. You get sent if they need it. You get sent killer if they need it, a knife or a sharpener, a compass, or whatever they need or the right ammo. But then when I get home, I'm going to be running myself to get it. I'm telling people, make sure you got your license and you understand your license ahead of time so you don't come right at the last minute on Saturday and expect it to happen.
I agree. You're 100% right about that. The carpenter's door hangs on one hinge. You got the nail right on the head there.
It is so much that way, but I guess with the hunting season as long as it is now, covering October and November and all of December, it spreads it out where 50 years ago it used to be where November 15th was gold. It was the one start of our two-week-long season a year. That was it. Now people are hunting kind of all fall long, so it's more spread out, but I do expect a major surge in the next couple of days of people in town. Hmm. It's already starting to show, but it's going to come much heavier, especially starting on a Sunday.
Tell the folks what your hours are going to be over the weekend and through next week.
Well, we will be closed Sunday and Monday. The first 2 days of season, we're closed. We always are. I feel most people, I guess, that I need to deal with should be in the woods.
There you go.
That's just my personal attitude. You know that.
Well, you know, and you guys are all hunters there. I know that.
Yeah.
So, good for you. So, get to camp.
I'll be back here Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
Good luck, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Steve from Indian Country Sports in Lots. And this is The Outdoor Show.